Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. Today, our digital marketing account manager, Drew Naidu, spoke to Janie Rose and Martin Rose from Dash Dog Wash. Listen as Janie and Martin discuss how they saw a gap in the market for professional washing and grooming, how they made the most of visual marketing, what they look for in potential Dash Dog Wash franchisees, the benefits of becoming a Dash Dog Wash franchisee, and so much more. Keep listening to learn all about Dash Dog Wash right here on Eden Exchanges.
Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges. I'm Drew from Eden Exchange. Today, I have the privilege of speaking with a husband and wife duo that form part of one of the most friendly, insightful, and all-around amazing teams that I have the privilege of working with. He's the head franchisor, or as we know him, the top dog, and she is the totally pawsome marketing manager of Dash Dog Wash. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause for Martin and Janie Rose.
It's a very warm welcome. Thank you very much, Drew.
It's a pleasure to have you guys join me here today.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, guys, I for one did not choose the pug life, but it seems you certainly did. Let's start by hearing your story. How did you both become involved with Dash Dog Wash?
Well, Drew, that's a good question. We started our business careers running a business in ice cream, and we noticed that it was very hard for our team, our franchisees in ice cream, to make money. The owners of shopping centres always took more rent than they really provided the value, and ultimately the franchisees always felt that their hard efforts was paid in rent rather than to their own pockets. And so I sold the business and looked for something where, in concept, 1 + 1 = 3, where the franchisees' effort would end up in their pockets. In other words, the more they worked, the more they earned, the more success they had. And a friend of mine offered me this business, and I saw the magic in it. And back then it was called Hydrodog, which is quite literally wash the dog. And we basically decided that the business had good bones. We actually, you know, we could do something with it. And that's where Janie stepped in.
Yeah. So we bought the business of Hydrodog back in 2006. And we bought it from two guys who had started the concept on the Gold Coast. And when we bought it, it basically was a national company, but it had no national standards whatsoever. So there was, I think, 4 different trailers on the road, very few big blue dogs, which is what hopefully people are seeing these days on the road. And we decided, after probably settling into the business for about 2 to 3 years and just sort of understanding all the processes involved, doing quite a bit of cleaning up at that time of franchisees. And then basically we decided that we really needed to do a full rebrand if we wanted to really get this company on the map. So in 2012, we rebranded Hydrodog to Blue Wheelers, which is the company that it is today of about 170 franchisees nationally. And at the same time, we introduced Dash Dog Wash to the market in 2012. And the reason that we basically introduced Dash Dog Wash was we saw that there was a gap in the market between, you know, people wanting their dog groomed and people wanting their dog washed, but washed professionally. So Dash Dog Wash started off as a dog wash only service to sort of fill in those gaps. But very quickly, the market changed and we realized that everybody wanted some sort of groom, whether it was a tidy up of the face or the hygiene areas or the paws or whatever it was. Our Dash Dog Washers were being asked to groom, even if it was just a little bit. So we very quickly realized that we had to lift this brand to a full wash, clip and groom service, which is today. And we're standing at about, I think, 31 franchisees as of today. So it's had a lot of growth over the COVID years.
Brilliant. And one of the things that you touched upon was the visibility of the big blue dog for Blue Wheelers. And I understand Dash Dog Wash has a bright yellow kennel. Can you tell us more about why the visibility of the blue dog and the yellow kennel are so important?
Just talking about the branding of the difference between Blue Wheelers and Dash. Blue Wheelers, we've got the big blue dog, which is very iconic, but we came up with the idea of a kennel for Dash Dog Wash. And
we concluded that every dog needs a kennel.
We made it Dash's kennel. So Dash's kennel is hugely bright yellow. in your face. The colours that are involved are bright yellow, pale blue and red.
And having quite prominent signage on it, it's absolutely impossible to pass.
And it just makes you smile when you see it. Just like the big blue dog, it just makes you smile. It really does all your advertising for you as you drive around the streets.
That's brilliant. Now, how would you explain how Dash Dog Wash differentiates itself from other franchises in the market? And what unique advantages do you offer to potential franchisees?
So I guess major differentiation is that every single day is different when you're working in this industry. And that's because you obviously have different dogs that you're grooming. So you can literally go from one appointment grooming, you know, a Maltese Shih Tzu, and then you can go right up to the opposite spectrum and you can be, you know, the next appointment grooming a greyhound or washing a greyhound. So every day is different and our training is genuinely the best that we've got that there is in the market. We really focus on teaching our franchisees how to run a business as opposed to how to run a service. And they're very, very different. So it really is a brilliant business opportunity. Our team bring their passion for dogs to their business and they reap the rewards accordingly.
Amazing. And can you tell me, what sort of qualities are you looking for in potential franchisees? And how do you ensure that they're a good fit for Dash Dog Wash?
That's a great question. Obviously, they've got to love dogs. It's not just about loving your own dog, just as some people love their own children, but they don't love other people's children. You've got to have an innate sense of dogs and really love the pet industry. And you've got to be fairly switched on. I mean, you know, it would be great if it was the dog that was getting on the phone and making the appointments, but it's not. It is the dog's owner. So you've got to be able to talk on the phone, have a great personality and be prepared to roll your sleeves up and get on with the job at hand.
One of the interesting things we find is that the people who love dogs and love people do really well. If you don't love people, then you don't connect to the client. So again, having both skill sets supercharges your success. And we also find that we have a recipe. If you think about the success we've got in Blue Wheelers, we've been 17 years doing this and we've transferred all of our knowledge into Dash. And what we've ended up with is a formula, or what we call the magic pudding of success, where we take years and years of knowledge from a whole raft of team members nationally over many years and put all that knowledge and experience of what does and doesn't work into a manual and into training and into a living experience of how to run a professional dog washing and grooming business. And when you think about it, you know, imagine you start your own washing and grooming business. You're going to make lots of errors and mistakes, lots of challenges. All of those have been made in the past. So we know how to actually set you up for success rather than years and years of challenge and failure. And that's something that's very important. You know, these days business can be tough on your own and you join a team and a supportive team. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals of living the dream of owning your own business and supporting your family.
That's incredible insight. And I can really see the passion that has gone into making this work. What do you consider to be the biggest benefits of franchising, both for Dash Dog Wash and for individual franchisees?
Great question, Drew. We think that business these days is tough. Not every business is successful. Not every business that started by an independent is successful. In fact, the success rate for an independent business is much lower than a success rate for a franchise business. So joining a franchise system with a proven record and a proven brand is always going to be more secure for you and give you a better chance of success. People trust brands. And when they're handing over their fur child to you to wash, clip and groom, they want to know that it's been looked after by someone who's qualified, experienced and they can trust. So that our team start off their businesses and from day one, they are earning good money. In fact, we're finding that after 12 or 14 weeks, most of the people who are joining us these days are achieving the goals that they had set for themselves. And it's great to see how we're changing people's lives for the better.
Fantastic. Can you describe what the day-to-day activities look like for a Dash Dog Wash franchisee?
We do talk about a little bit of preparation before people, you know, leave the house for the day. We certainly encourage people to take their own lunch with them, to have some sun protection and really prepare themselves for the day before they head off to their first appointment. Most days have a mix of dog grooms and dog washers. Dog grooming is certainly where the money is. There's a process that we teach them that includes all dog care in relation to its coat. We empower our franchisees to educate our customers on the care of their dog. For example, they can rock up at somebody's house and the owner can say, oh, you know, I brush my dog every day, it's really well groomed, but the reality is that they're literally just brushing the very top layer of fur and not actually getting below the surface. So often dogs are really matted, and then it becomes about educating the customer to get their dog groomed more often, because they don't realise that the matting close to the skin is very, very uncomfortable for a dog. So basically they go from appointment to appointment. We are all about teaching going from street to street, not from suburb to suburb, and certainly not from one end of town to the other, because obviously travelling time is lost income. So we're all about a very focused area, teaching people to really market in their area so that they build up that street to street concept. Lastly, it's all about the rebook. So at the end of every single appointment, they're already rebooking that customer in for their next group. And that is really the bread and butter of this business, is that it is regular customers. They do get to know each other. And really, I have to say, once a customer has got to know their groomer, it's very rare that they would actually change that groomer. We've done some research into this, and really once they've made that connection with the groomer that they like, that groomer is with them for the life of the dog.
That's brilliant. How does Dash Dog Wash approach site selection and market analysis when deciding where to open new franchise location?
Well, Dash Dog Wash and Blue Wheelers appeal to the same client base, and both have the same understanding of what does and doesn't work. In the case of Dash, we have 30 franchisees currently, or 31, and we have up to 1,000 potential sites. So there is incredible opportunity for growth. What we find is that the most, bizarrely, the most posh suburbs, such as Point Piper and Dover Heights in Sydney, or the Toorak and South Yarras in Melbourne, they're not the ones that you actually want to buy. It's mum, dad, and the two kids in typical suburbia that will spend on their fur child just as much or more than anywhere else. So site selection is not based, would you believe, on income, but it's more based on attitude. And given that mum, dad and the kids are where your typical client base is, effectively those 1,000 suburbs are spread across all over Australia. Obviously a very rural area with farms and working dogs wouldn't be as good as a typical Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane or Adelaide or Perth suburban suburb.
Fantastic. That's some great insight for prospective franchisees out there. What kind of ongoing support and training do you provide to franchisees? And how does this contribute to their success and the success of Dash Dog Wash overall?
Well, training and support is definitely the key to success, because at the end of the day, it's all about having confidence in your skill. So we have to impart that confidence to the franchisee before they get on the road. I believe this to be the case in any business situation, really. I mean, you've got to have that training behind you. Our training program runs approximately for 3 months, but you're already on the road after 3 weeks. It's not a case of, you know, you buy the business and you're not earning anything for 3 months. You are on the road after 3 weeks, but our continued training and support goes far and beyond getting you on the road. The real training really happens once they are out on the road and getting the grooms under their belts. That's when the real training starts. We have a support person that shadows every team member when they first start, but it's important to find the balance of letting them off the training wheels too. So you've basically just got to get out there and do it. That's how you learn. It's very much a hands-on situation.
It sounds like your franchisees are barking up the right tree.
Well, the important thing to remember is that we want them not just to wash dogs, but we also want them to earn good money and to look after their health and to run a professional business. So we consider it a holistic approach to training, is that we build them for success in a whole variety of areas so that we build a long-term relationship with our team.
Yeah, it's not just about teaching them how to groom a dog. It is very much teaching them how to run a professional business, and not to just wait for the phone to ring or for the text messages to come in, that they're out there. We say if they're not working in their business grooming dogs, then they should be working on their business marketing for future clients.
All of this is obviously something that's handled during their training. We give them extensive marketing and business building training.
That's really exciting. This is one of my favorite questions. How does Dash Dog Wash stay up to date with changing consumer preferences and trends? And how does this influence the menu and overall strategy for franchise expansion?
Great question, Drew, because when we first started 17 years ago, 80% of the business was wash and 20% was clip. And that's now almost switched completely, that it's now 70% wash, clip and groom, and only 30% wash only. So as the clients have changed, as dogs have changed, so our business have changed. 17 years ago, the whole Groodles, Schnoodles, Labradoodles and Burdoodles didn't exist. And these new breeds that came along, or effectively poodle crosses, they became a great asset to our business because they need to be washed, clipped and groomed every 2 months. The other thing that's changed is that people understood that you can actually care for, say, a golden retriever or a Labrador very differently. And so instead of having a house full of hair, if you engage a professional groomer with the right tools, the right shampoos, the right products, they can help you de-shed the dog. And so it's not just less dirty, less smelly, but less furry and less fur deposited around the house. So we look over the horizon and seeing what overseas trends are, as well as what new products are coming on the market, and we test them extensively to prove that they work, then introduce them and provide training sessions to our team so that they are up to date and constantly at the forefront of providing great service to their clients. It's a never-ending circle of training and knowledge and support.
That all sounds amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Looking ahead, what are your plans for continuing to grow Dash Dog Wash through franchising, and how do you see the franchise model evolving in the future?
As I mentioned earlier, we have more than 1,000 territories. So in Australia alone, we see an enormous amount of growth. And we would also like one day to expand into New Zealand if we had the right partner, the right people and the right opportunity. We see the franchise model as being a very successful, proven model that's been around for 70 plus years. If you think about it, McDonald's was in the 1950s and it's stronger than ever. Our business has proven through good times and bad times to be incredibly successful. In fact, one of our team that's with us now Googled recession-proof business and found dog grooming and found us. And if you think about the last year or two with rising interest rates and how things have changed, certainly some people have cut back expenses, cafes and other things are finding things challenging. Our team are finding success every day. It's a recession-proof business. So to answer your question, we don't see a downside. We only see continued growth and success.
And of course, dog ownership is just through the roof in this country. Since COVID and people working from home, they're buying dogs. And some households can have 3 dogs. We don't see that changing in a hurry.
In fact, from 2019 to 2022, there was a 30% increase in dog ownership in Australia, which is unparalleled in recent times. And there's certainly not been a 30% increase in the number of groomers.
Thank you both so much for sharing. This looks like a fantastic opportunity that offers the right support in a continually serviceable industry. What's not to love? Martin, Janie, thank you so much for joining us today. To wrap things up, just one last question. What is the best advice you can offer someone who's considering becoming a Dash Dog Wash franchisee? And what is the best way for them to get started?
Analysis paralysis is a very real thing. And we see this all the time in our industry, because obviously we're talking to prospective business owners every single day. And the more information we give them, the more sometimes they can get stuck in this analysis paralysis cycle. So my suggestion is that it's best to do your homework for sure. We want you to get some legal and professional financial advice from experts in the franchising industry. But the bottom line is you just have to jump in, trust your franchisors know what they're doing, and give it a real go. The overriding statement that we hear from franchisees all the time is, I wish I had done this sooner. And honestly, I can't think of one franchisee who hasn't said this within their first year of joining us. They just wish they had gotten onto it sooner. I just say, you know, take that leap of faith and trust that we have your back and we will support you all the way. So the best thing to do is to reach out through dogwash.com.au or to call our business development manager, whose name is Colby. So Colby on 0416 065 853, and he'll answer any questions you want to ask him.
Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for joining us today. From This Soul Hound Dog, it's a pleasure knowing you both and a pleasure working together. We hope you both have an amazing day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Janie Rose and Martin Rose. It was a pleasure learning about Dash Dog Wash and your franchising opportunities. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about this opportunity or to kickstart the franchise process, click the JotForm link in the show notes below. Once you've submitted your interest, the team at Eden Exchange will get in touch as soon as possible to set you on your franchising journey. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Janie Rose and Martin Rose, who are part of Dash Dog Wash. To find out more about Dash Dog Wash or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchanges, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. If you're looking for a way to simplify the business buying and selling process, then our new virtual lead room, Deal Exchange, is exactly what you've been looking for. You can learn more about the platform by visiting our website or by getting in touch with our team. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news, and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.